Let's make some new friends, some mean ones, and let go the weak ones. Learn how to say no and buckle our seatbelts, and let's do some new things and be right. Let's burn our letters from old loves and only use crayon. Talk to our neighbors and pick up the paper. And let's parse a sentence and birdwatch. Remember our old selves. Stretch in the morning and never stop reading. No, 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 no. Even progress can't stay.
The coolest guy, he just won't get made.
Hola, bienvenido al podcast de Too Much Rock, número 382. Mi nombre es Sid Sauter. I'm traveling to South America in a few weeks and spending a lot of time on Duolingo, trying to get up to speed. So who knows, while I'm down there working, maybe you'll get entirely podcasts in Spanish, or not. We'll see how well that goes. Anyway, thanks for listening this week. We started things off with Spelling Reform from Philadelphia, PA. That's the project of Dan Wisniewski. That song is called The Coolest Guy, and it can be found on the new album No One's Ever Changed, which came out November 18th on Black Road Records. Obvious comparisons to be made there. No need to dig deeper, but I like that album, and not everything has to be completely out of left field to be good, right? Anyway, got lots of music for you this week. I guess just 7 tracks. Kind of a short one, actually, because a lot of indie pop and power pop and just pop. So anyway, let's start here with Candy and the Stripes. This song is called My Cat Has Run Away.
I still remember the day.
tal como lo promete, just as promised. That was Blue Plutos with the song Disagree, on the album Moon Language, which came out October 21st on Bean Records. I think that's the band's own label, based out of Boston, Mass. Again, a band I don't know a lot about, but I took a chance on, and I'm happy I did. Before that, we stepped back in time a little bit with When Naldo Became Punk. That is the song Indie Pop or Whatever. That is the title track from the EP that came out on Shelf Life Records back in March of 2014, a Spanish band there. And before that, Candy and the Stripes with the song My Cat Has Run Away on the album In Sugar We Trust. That's a self-released album from that band in Berlin. And who, if anyone really kind of marries the Ramones and the Misfits with bubblegum, that's it. So just a fantastic triad there to work your way through. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to duck into a Kansas City band next. This band is called False Brother, and the song is called Desert Islands. wonderful song. That is Blitz, the song New Age. Came out in 1983 as a single, though I picked that up on Voice of a Generation, No Future Years, which is the band's first album, and then all the singles on the No Future label that they released. I thought about that song a couple weeks ago. I was at a show at Focal, and the DJ there played that song, and it reminded me how much I loved it. And that's all. So I've been nonstop listening to that for the last couple of weeks. And I'd like to dedicate that to Mickey Fitz from The Business, who died today. We lost an Oi Brother there. Before that, we heard from False Brother, the song Desert Islands, and that's on the band's self-titled tape, which came out September 28th this year. The band based out of Kansas City, Missouri. I have not seen them live or even seen their name about, which means I'm just not looking the right places, because that track there is great. And there's a few other on there that I really like, but that one, really good. And it's odd how kind of serendipity, two things coming together. Not completely magic, because, I mean, every week I pick music that I want to hear, and sometimes you get in a particular mood, and, well, that's how you end up with songs that are similar. And I'm happy with that little set there. Anyway, let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 382. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. A few things coming up here. December 2nd, you've got Dressy Bessie at the Replay, or Young Bull at Mills. And that is showcase from Shuttlecock. So that's an early show, free. Maybe you can do both. Make that trip. It's Arts and Crafts Fest at Screenland Armor this weekend. Not sure who all is playing, but it's always a good time. Baby Birds Don't Drink Milk are playing at the Blind Tiger on the 3rd, and the Brass is playing at the Blind Tiger on the 4th. Speaking of our Oi thing, probably uncouth playing with that one. I forget who else, though. Dirty Fences on the 6th at Blind Tiger. Wendy Moore is playing at the Replay on the 8th. On the 10th, Lupe Fiasco at the Granada. The 14th, Beelzebabes are playing at Josie's. The 16th, Shorvan is at Record Bar with Sluts and somebody else. And that somebody else is actually the headliner, but I would be most excited to see Shorvan, as they're kind of on a little hiatus right now, not playing a whole lot, which is very odd for that band. I hope good things are coming from them. On the 17th, so many shows. There's a big show at Prohibition Hall that Keith Mountain is headlining, and that's got some really, really good bands playing that, and that's a benefit for Toys for Tots. That same night, Hip Shot Killers playing at Revolution Records, and that is also benefit Toys for Kids there. So get a couple of new toys and head out to both of those shows. And on the 17th, Emmeline Twist is playing at the Record Bar. I've never seen them live, and I want to. On the 18th is the Hooligans Holiday, with Old Firm Casuals playing at the Record Bar. I forget who else is on that one. I think maybe Go Generation. That would be nice. On the 23rd, David Hasselhoff on Acid is back and playing at the Replay, a reunion show that kind of happens around the holidays when people come back to town, I suppose. And the 25th, Radke is playing at the Record Bar. And I forget who that one's with. Stiff Middle Fingers and somebody else. Probably some money bigger than that. But and then the 31st, Witch Jail is playing at the Brick. I also saw that there's a New Year's Eve show maybe at Davies that's the Architects and others. I'm sure all those New Year's Eve shows will start filling in here soon. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I got one track left for you. The band is called It's Okay to Feel Alone, and the song I'm going to play is called Canada and Mexico. This is on the band's new EP, Sometimes, which just came out November 2nd of this year. Put this out themselves. A band from Overland Park, Kansas. Caught them a couple days ago at Harrison House, and I should have photos on the website of that one soon. I've been kind of busy. That's a theme here, I guess. Total emo band, local. This kind of was their last show in this EP, their last release in this incarnation. They're dropping their singer, who also plays trumpet, which you'll hear in this track, picking up a new singer. And I think, oh gosh, I forget the band she's in now. Hungry Foxes, maybe? And adding a second guitarist from the band Clear Views, and so we'll see what they come out like. I think they said a little less mathy, a little more shoegazy, but this is what we have today. This is It's Okay to Feel Alone with the song Canada and Mexico. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Adios.
Thank you.